Welcome to the Vibrant MD podcast, where we discuss weight loss, women's health, and food. I'm your host, Dr. Heather Awad, a family doctor and certified weight loss coach. This podcast is informational, but is not meant as medical advice. Anything you want to change after listening should be discussed with your own doctor and personal medical team. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Hello, my vibrant friend. It's so good to be with you today. Happy New Year 2024. So today I wanted to do a holiday debrief. A lot of times we talk about what to do ahead of time for the holidays, but I think it's helpful to look at how things went in the holiday season we just had. Now, I need to do this myself, so we're going to do this together right now. First of all, we need to activate our sage mind, our wise, kind self. So let's take a couple deep breaths, okay? In through the nose and a big sigh. Ah, okay, do that a second time. In through the nose and a big sigh out. Okay, now let's close our mouths and just breathe in and out of your nose. Now, if you can hear the sound of this, pay attention to that sound. And if it's quiet, I want you to just notice the temperature of your breathing as it goes in and as it comes out again. It's not the same, right? Just notice the temperature going in and out. Okay, this helps us activate our wise, kind, sage brain. We don't want to listen to the voice of the judge as we're doing a debrief. That's not going to help us. And we also don't need our kind of really active squirrel primitive brain jumping around, being distracted by things, giving us bad ideas. So again, we're breathing. We're listening to our wise, sage self. All right, here we go. Holiday debrief. What went well? Don't resist this step. It's really important that we own our wins. Some of you, I know, because my clients do this. I ask them what went well, I ask them what their wins are, and they dive right into what the problems were. Find something that went well, even if it's the smallest thing. Do you have an alcohol pusher in your family? And maybe at Christmas, you didn't overdrink, even though they were trying to push alcohol on you. Or maybe you were at a Hanukkah event and you stopped eating before you overate, before you were overfull. So you went home and your stomach felt good. Maybe you were out with friends and you chose something really healthy at the restaurant and you felt good about that. Find something. What was it for you? Our brain actually loves to celebrate wins and helps us keep going with those if we allow it. So what went well for you? Okay, next. This is the part I know you want to do. What was a struggle? What happened with food, alcohol, guests, events? So I'll share mine. I had my family out to visit for Christmas and we had a wonderful time. It was fun to have a full house. There were small children, but it really changed the food dynamic. You know, as you know, if you've been listening, I usually eat three meals. I don't have snacks around. There were small children. They actually must have snacks because three meals is generally not quite enough food for them. Also, just with the holiday, our guests brought food and goodies. There was a lot of sugar in the house. My husband's practice partners send home sugar and wine for gifts. And so having just piles of that around, we feel thankful for those people, but it causes a little bit of a challenge just having that kind of food in the house. So there was food out a lot and trying to keep to meals and no snacks was really a struggle. And I definitely stumbled with that. I found myself sometimes munching on things at night because other people were and because it was out sitting in front of me. And I normally don't eat at night, so I didn't feel as well. You know, my weight maintenance was just barely hanging on. So that was a struggle for me. So what was it for you? Was it many things? Was it one thing? Was it one event? You know, think about what that was. So as we look at that, you know, how can we just assess what happened? Like I said, I'm really thankful for those lovely people at my husband's office that give us gifts and he gives them gifts as well. There were two people that gave us a really nice bottle of olive oil, and so I'm still feeling thankful for that. And You know, in general, I'm super thankful that my family came, and it's okay that the food wasn't how I always have it. Nothing went terribly wrong. And what would I do differently next time? You know, if I think about it ahead of time a little bit more intentionally, it might be easier for me to stick more to my meals and avoid some of the snacks better. But I think, you know, we had a lot going on right before everyone showed up. So I did think about it intentionally ahead of time. And so I think I will next time. You know, think for you in the kindest manner, you know, for the things that were difficult or the things that frankly went wrong. You know, what might work out for you next time? You know, I talked to a woman right after Thanksgiving, and she said that when they get together, there are two relatives that always get into a fight, and it's very upsetting for her. And then she tends to overdrink after that because of the stress. And so we talked a little bit about that. And, you know, she thought that for the next holiday that was coming up, I forget what her December holidays were she was celebrating, she decided to accept the fact that those two were going to fight every time there was a holiday. And that was going to be okay because it was predictable, right? And so she and her husband were going to talk about it. They were going to possibly make a joke about it on the day of. They were going to look at each other when it happened. And they were going to just allow it so that it didn't have to be a stressful moment for them and not have to feel that they needed to buffer with, for her, it was alcohol. For many of us, it's food, right? Now, there are different ways of dealing with situations like this. And this is one she chose. And so this was good for her. So was there something that you can look at and think about how you might do different next time? Think about how it was okay, how it came out. You know, I want you to just be as compassionate as you can be with yourself. Okay, what do we do next? Where are you now? I talked to an alumni of my program this last week because we do have alumni calls after the program's over, which are included because I want people to have continued ongoing support. So one of my clients said, well, there's all this chocolate in my pantry and I'm going to just eat it all. But that's a choice, right? And I asked her, is it true to you that you have to eat it all? And so think about for yourself, where are you now? I actually threw away a small amount of the holiday bread I make. And I'll tell you, I love this bread. And it takes 2 days to make it because you have to, it's a traditional Finnish holiday bread. You have to ferment it with buttermilk. You have to let the yeast rise. So this is like a 2-day process before you bake it with multiple steps. And yet I'd had enough and it was time to throw it away because enough is really a decision and not an amount. So I did throw it away. We have a lot of sugar still in the pantry myself. And I was looking and today I'm throwing away some of the cookies. And tomorrow, I think I'm going to throw away some of the candy. Yes, there are other people in my house who have opinions about this stuff. And yes, we could discuss this. And things that they want to keep, we can. So is there something that's still hanging around after the holidays that you can throw out? I want to remind you that candy and cookies and holiday breads are not actually food. They are treats. They are made with a lot of sugar, a lot of refined flours. And these are things that you can throw out. So I give you permission. It's not wasting food. We don't want to be the garbage can ourselves. Us eating the candy is not helping save the planet, not helping food not go to waste, not feeding the starving children of the world and in our own communities. It is just making ourselves the garbage can. So please give yourself permission to throw something out. Okay, from here, can you make a small goal just for today or just for tomorrow? That's really easy because one of the things that's really important is to have your own back and to succeed. So today I am eating no refined sugar, no added sugar, no desserts today. If I feel like having dessert, I'm going to have a clementine, one of those cute little oranges. And that's my only goal for today. So can you make a small goal that's very achievable for today or for tomorrow? I know we want to do all the things, but sometimes just succeeding is the best goal. Or maybe you don't want to make a food goal. Maybe you want to drink enough water today. Really get hydrated, because that will help you feel better. What's your small goal going to be for today? And then tomorrow, make another one. And if you want to add them up, you can, but you don't have to. I can do no sugar today, and maybe I'll have dessert with dinner tomorrow. I don't know. I'm only making my goal for today right now. All right. We do have a Vibrant Health Reset, and I know that there's going to be a reel that plays for you after this about that. Because sometimes if we want to do a few things together or all the things together, going together makes it easier. So anyway, I hope this debrief was helpful for you. You can really use it for any holiday, any event. And like I said, take some breaths and activate your wise mind, your sage brain, to look at what went well. Don't forget to celebrate those wins, because your brain loves to celebrate wins. What was a struggle? And kind of just look at it very compassionately and think about if there's something you want to do differently or not. Where are you right now? And what small goals do you want to make right now? All right, my friend, so good to be together with you today. Happy New Year again. Thanks for being here. Hello and Happy New Year. Who wants a health reset for 2024? I'm Dr. Heather Awad, a family doctor and certified life coach. And my weight was fine for most of my life. And then in my mid-40s, the number on the scale started to go up and up. And this is one of the reasons I'm offering this free health reset, January 2024. Eventually, that number got into the unhealthy range, and I worried, was I going to get some of the diseases that are associated with being overweight? Diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. So I had tried some of the things that usually worked, and none of them changed the number on the scale. So I tried actual diets. Eat less and move more didn't do anything. Some of the diets made me feel terrible, so I just stopped them. Some I lost weight on, but then I would rebound to an even higher number, and then I thought, oh, am I just stuck at this weight? Have you been at that point? This is one of the reasons I'm offering this free health reset for 2024, because I'm on the other side of this now. I dove into the research and found out about how insulin resistance makes a big difference in our bodies at midlife and beyond with the hormonal changes of perimenopause and menopause. So we're offering this free health reset for 2024, January 7 through 11. We will do this together with the accountability that you need. One of the reasons I'm offering it is because I had a lot of company over Christmas, and I overindulged myself and really want to just feel better and get back to some healthy habits. So we will go through health pillars that help with weight loss and feeling our best, because that's really our goal, right? Is to feel well going forward. So there's a link to a Facebook group in the show notes. So please join us there. It'll be myself and my team, and we're going to have prizes. We're going to share recipes. We're going to talk to each other. I will be live at least once a day so that we can talk about these health pillars that help us lose weight, and I can answer your questions about health and weight loss at midlife and beyond. So I can't wait to be together with you. So even if you're hearing this and it's in the middle of January 7th through 11th, please come join us anyway. You're not behind. The replays will be there, and I can't wait to share this with you. Look forward to seeing you.